I entitled my message this week, Stay Awake. If you remember what Jesus said to the disciples, you mean to tell me, this is Ralphie paraphrase, you mean to tell me you can't stay awake for just 1 hour? Well, stay awake. And then Ephesians 5:14, it says, Awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Wow. There's a short story in a magazine called To Build a Fire. And it was a story of a man hiking on the Yukon Trail with his dog in sub-zero temperatures. Despite urgent warnings about the dangers of the extreme cold in those Sulphur Creek, thinking that he can light a fire whenever he wants if cold gets too harsh, the man's overconfidence and insistence on going it alone leads to a point of reckoning. At that point, he decides to strike a match, and he is unable to light the fire that he needs to survive due to his numb hands and fingers. Realizing his error was too late, he panicked and soon falls asleep eternally in the snow. I like watching the History Channel, and sometimes some of the other things where they bring forward stories like this, it makes you think, doesn't it? But last week, we talked about knowing where your treasure lies, and we talked about the fact that where we put our value really and truly matters. And when we put our attention on God, blessings and the fullnesses of life will follow. When we go our own way, believing we can go life on our own, sometimes nothing good comes from it, won't it? Well, in Luke's continued scripture for today, we see Jesus continuing with this conversation, noting that in order to stay in connection with God, we need to continually nurture that relationship. And we need, in effect, to pay attention to what God is doing in our lives and how God is moving among us and around us and within the lives of those around us. Or, as Jesus would say in the words of Dr. Luke, stay awake. That is what we need to do to stay spiritually alert and to keep our faith fire burning. I think all of us know that the scriptures are filled with satire, and usually it's a kind of humor mixed with horror. If you think of the story of Saul and the king of the Jews banning witches from the land and then himself commanding the witch of Endor to conjure the prophet Samuel, only to receive from him the same bad news as he got prior. Or think of old Jonah stomping his feet about warning the Ninevites and fleeing by boat to Tarshish and then in a deep sleep below the deck, only to be wakened and followed by God wherever he goes, that he continued to the tantrum that he had and to mope and groan. Well, another somewhat humorous story involves a young man named Ecclesus, who fell asleep during the Apostle Paul's lengthy sermon, only to fall to his death out of a window. Luckily, though, he was resurrected or awakened by the Apostle Paul and given a second chance. Here's that story. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, he kept on talking until midnight. Long-winded preacher. I don't know of any of those, but I guess Paul was a long-winded preacher. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where they were meeting, and sitting in a window was a young man named Ecclesus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on and on. And when he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third-story window and was picked up and pronounced dead. Now, the Apostle Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him, and he said, Hey, don't be alarmed. He's alive. And then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. And after talking until daylight, he left, and the people took the young man home alive and greatly comforted. You can find that in Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Now, can you imagine the irony of the Apostle Paul going on and relentlessly preaching about Jesus and the gift of the resurrection and the importance of staying awake to the goodness of God? He preached until well past midnight. Meanwhile, Ecclesiastes couldn't keep his eyes open or his spirit engaged despite the room that was very well lit. Well, just as we're to choose our place of value has nothing to do with the actual value of wealth and money, so too staying spiritually awake and aware of God's presence in our lives has nothing to do with how many lamps we keep lit in our home. Now, we want to follow Jesus. I think all of us understand that, and that's our desire. We want to be more like Him. And we want to keep our souls prepared for all that God has in store for us. And yet, we know that sometimes all of us suffer a little bit of spiritual narcolepsy. And it's far too easy to sleep away our lives, dulling our grief and our pain with easy escapes. Well, sleeping away our lives with magical thinking and escapism may feel like a comfortable way to deal with the trials and tribulations of life. I know sometimes many, many, many years ago when in my old life, when I wanted to hide from something, that's what I decided to do. I'll just sleep late that day and I won't do anything. Just be lazy. But you know I love the buts and the ifs, but Jesus calls us to something better, to accept the gift of life that He offers to us, a life filled with abundant blessings and peace and the kind of miracles that only He can offer you. But the sad truth is this, we want to believe magic, instant gratification and responsibility-free life. This old preacher included. That's what I want. Instant gratification and don't take responsibility for things. Just have no responsibility at all. But I know that's not the real world and that's not the world that we live in through the grace and the love of God that loved us so much that He sent His only Son. But I digress. We love the idea of Disney. You know, the magical kingdom in which everything feels perfect and trouble-free. I was talking to somebody not long ago, and I said, why do you like to go to Disney World so much? Well, I like that escapism. And everything seems perfect and trouble-free. It's a place where we can hide from the world. You know, go to sleep for a while and dream away our fears. But this is not what living means. Life is more than dreaming. Amen? So it's time to wake up, to awaken to the truths that Jesus offers us so much more than we could ever imagine. Awareness of God in our lives allows us endless possibilities, growth, potential, and becoming all that we were meant to be. You know, the Army had that little slogan not long ago, be all that you can be. Well, when you join the Army of the Lord, you can be all you're meant to be. To be awakened means to recognize God around us and all that Christ has to offer us, and to be aware means to stay prepared for God to bless our lives. For faith is the belief not in fairy tales, but in the power of the Holy Spirit and fire and light and the gifting of a life full of miracles that move mountains, change minds. And when you dare to stay alert to the resurrection life that God breathed into you every single day, you will live in all of its richness and fullness and abundance in this life and the next. Well, I think it might be the best of all if we remain spiritually awake. And then no thief can steal away the riches that God has gifted you with. No bad news, no grief, no death, no determined can enter into your heart. No, in your soul and spirit, or remove the peace that passes all understanding that God has established within you. Nobody can destroy your relationship with God. You know, it's God's armor of light that'll surround you, fill you, enable you to walk through even the darkest valleys of life with courage, assurance, confidence, and strength. For God's presence in your life is a fixed and beautiful thing. It's a heart anchored in God that'll never drift away and leave one's life and well-being unattended. You know, the Holy Spirit is with you every moment of your life. Oh, yeah, Jesus is not here in the physical sense, but He said, I'm going to send one greater than me. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And He did. And we have Jesus with us all the time, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit with us forever and ever. So a life that shines with the light of God will be one that others will be drawn to and guided to. So all you need to do is stay awake and stay aware of God's presence in your life and set up your life based upon Jesus' foundation. Have you ever dealt with an insect infestation? Well, we have a couple years ago in the old place. In fact, 2 years in a row, we were invaded by what they call Japanese beetles in the house. Now, they look like ladybugs. You know, ladybugs all innocent and nice, and they're so cute, and they got the little dots on their back, and they look very similar. But these things infiltrate every part of the whole house, and they decided to move in. Well, there's many things that you can do about that, but, you know, we did a lot of research to see how we can get rid of them. Called the county agent. County agent said, yeah, I know what they are, but I don't know of any way you can get rid of them. You're just going to have to let them go through their cycle and all that. And then I did some research, and I did find an insecticide that's supposed to get rid of them. And sure enough, it killed them, but it seemed like they had reserves in the background. Because when I get rid of them, here comes another supply. And I think life is filled like that with unexpected surprises. And when we're not paying attention, did you know that a moth larva can destroy your wardrobe in just under 4 days? Yeah. Did you know that a spider can build a web in your home in under 1 hour? Even in 30 minutes sometimes. I see that sometimes when I go to the barn and I go down there and go this way, that way. Never had no problem. Next time I go down there, there's a spider web right there in front of me. Well, it takes an alert homeowner to warn off these kind of issues or to fix them when they appear. But it also takes an alert Christian to be aware of spiritual traps and to avert them before they set in and begin to destroy one's life. It takes an aware Christian to stay awake to God's gracious gifts and protection, mercy, salvation, renewal that can keep a life fresh and alive and new. Now, Jesus tells all of us that awareness of the Spirit matters. Even in the public safety, they talk about be aware of your surroundings in the physical sense. So to stay awakened to Christ's power and presence matters in the spiritual life. It means that we recognize where our treasure lies, not in going it alone or finding it in a worldly place, but in our investment in God and the wealth of love that defines God's kingdom. A wealth that no moth can destroy and no thief can steal. An inheritance that's entirely ours and entirely and completely free. Praise be to God. So no matter what happens, no matter how tempted you are, no matter how tired we get from waging life's battles, and it is, it's a battle. Don't fall asleep. No matter what monsters you are dealing with, God's hand is stronger, God's light is brighter, and God always wins. Just ask Goliath, and he will tell you the story of Jesus and his love and his grace. Well, hope and pray you stay awake today, and I hope you stayed awake for the sermon, and I hope it helped you. And more importantly, all you need to do if you're not sure that you have Jesus in your life, that reassurance, you know, that Jesus is mine. Say, Lord, I know I need a Savior, and I know what I heard about you, and I like everything I heard about you, and that if it is true, then I want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. And guess what? He'll move in, and he will help you through all of life's challenges. And then he gives us one better, the promise of eternal life. When this life is over, we have a place in heaven. When we all get to heaven, what a wonderful day that'll be. Amen. Cute little hymn, but it's so powerful. Read it. God loves you.